What did we see in Great Britain and England? We saw protests and riots. Though before that, there was a documentary on King Charles or some footage on King Charles, and King Charles III. And according to it, he said he would let the asylum seekers in, but they're only people smugglers' clients. And we can see why people rioted and protested in England, Great Britain, because they're not happy with the ideology of King Charles, and all the British government did was they just threw them in prison for rioting and protesting. But it obviously shows how they're not happy with King Charles's government. But with that US base that was in England or Great Britain or whatever it's called, or realm of King Charles or whatever it's called, according to media reports, the US soldier that exited the US base without a visa, hit someone while driving a car, and the American government, or whatever they're called, the official name is United States of America. I don't know what their official name is, I haven't looked at it. But according to it, this US soldier that just left the base without a visa, they're claiming he's got diplomatic immunity, yet when an Australian was somehow driving on the wrong side of the road in America and caused an accident, they've thrown the Australian in prison. And I remember seeing a documentary before Sochi, before Putin invaded Ukraine and annexed Crimea and the other one. I remember seeing a documentary how Americans thought that their Australian wives were spies or something, but it couldn't be possible. It's not possible. It really is not possible that an Australian is spying in America. It's not possible. And so what happened in Ukraine, according to it, Americans were real paranoid about Australians, and there was an Australian who reported a robbery in America. Smart Traveller would have to put it on their website: don't report any crimes in America, because you could be shot dead for being an Australian and reporting a crime. Because according to it, an Australian was shot dead in America for reporting a robbery crime or something by police in America. But my ex-wife told me, my ex-wife lives in Ryukyu with one of my abducted sons that she abducted and exited from Australia. I've got two sons and they both live in Ryukyu, and one was abducted and exited from Australia without consent, though my ex-wife, because according to the Fed, they're cracking down on people that are exited from Australia. For example, this Afghani lady that was exited by her partner or something. But my son was abducted, and he's an Australian citizen. He was born in Townsville, though he was abducted by my ex-wife, and she exited him from Australia, though according to federal law, she could be charged with exiting an Australian citizen. I didn't even know my ex-wife got him a Japanese passport. She just took him to Japan and exited him from Australia. Exited him from Australia. So it was pretty full on. But when I rang the Fed, they just said it happens every single day. But according to what King Charles said, King Charles wanted to let the people smugglers' clients into England, just roll out the red carpet, and people protested and rioted against King Charles's ideology of just rolling out the red carpet for the people smugglers' clients. Because according to it, they're paying a equivalent to business class or first class or economy airfare, probably more than economy airfare and visa fee, to the people smugglers' clients, the clients of the people smugglers. That's what they're paying. But according to it, this US this US employer, but my ex-wife told me that I've been to Japan about 7 times and spent most of my time in Okinawa, but she told me about the US occupation in America, because they resent the occupation in America and they protest and riot against the occupation in America. The Ryukyuans and the Japanese resent the American occupation. It might seem like an alliance and a friendship thing, but deep down, the Japanese and Okinawans and Ryukyuans resent the US-based occupation. And she told me about how the US Marines and the soldiers and the Air Force personnel just exit their base without a visa and commit crime and rape women and all of that. And that happened in Darwin. An Australian was raped in Darwin by a United States military personnel. It happens all over the world. They're the same wherever they go. They murdered someone in England and they exited their base without a visa and had an accident. But yet when it happens to an Australian in America, they just threw the Australian in prison. Oh, yeah, so before, when Sochi Olympics was going on, before that, America was broadcasting how their Australian wives were spying or something, but it's not possible that if an American married an Australian and they moved to America, it's not possible that their Australian spouse is spying in America. It's not possible to spy in America. It wouldn't be possible that an Australian married to an American would be spying in America, and it wasn't possible. Because I remember there was a Sochi Olympics on, and then Russia's invaded parts of Ukraine, and there was a broadcast on the TV about the Spetsnaz, whoever fired the S-300 missile, which was the Russian invaders of Ukraine, that said, oh, there's Australian spies on board. But that's not possible. It couldn't be possible that Australian spies are on board a civilian aviation airplane. It's not possible. That's what the Spetsnaz broadcast. They were wearing balaclavas and broadcast it right after they shot it down with the S-300 or something. And there's all the video footage of the S-300 going through the streets of Ukraine or something after the S-300 shot it down. But Trump also shot down a passenger jet in Iraq. US military forces shot down a passenger jet of Iran in Iraq. With a similar air defense missile system or whatever they shot it down with. I don't know. But see, the return of Trump is only a war with Iran, and that's something we don't support. But it's true what my ex-wife said about the way the US military behave externally and how they just exit their base without a visa and rape women and all of that. And they're saying this military soldier in England that murdered someone with their car has got diplomatic immunity or something without a visa. They're saying all US military personnel across the planet have diplomatic immunity if they're off their base. So that's one thing to note. It's probably good to note that but they're saying they've got diplomatic immunity wherever they go. But surely it would be once they've exited their base, they'd have to be on a visa and with a passport and all of that. They'd have to be stamped by an immigration official when they exit their base. But the same thing happens in Ryukyu, Okinawa, and all over the world. You hear of US military personnel raping people and having car accidents and all sorts of things.